Very good morning to our Tip TV viewers. 10 o'clock Monday morning. What a weekend that was. I'm joined by the legendary presenter, Zach Mir, trainee technical analyst on a good day. Zach, morning to you.
Morning.
Right, we've got a number of slides to go through. Let's kick off without further ado. Let's kick most popular. The US tech stocks sell off on Friday. Goldman Sachs.
Yes, the global chief investment officer, whose name I will not try and pronounce, warned that low volatility in Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft and Google parent Apple may be blinding investors to risks such as cyclicality and regulation.
So what's that mean? Seller for choice? So,
yeah, just calling, I mean, low the volatility is probably too low for this to be sustained. Something's got to snap, and normally when volatility is too low, when it comes back again, the market goes down. So it's the same story, really. It's reflecting what we're seeing in the equity markets. I mean, the volatility there is ridiculously low as well. So if that ever changes, there's always going to be a big move to the downside.
Understood. Let's move on to the next slide. Most popular, sterling steady as Tories look to make a deal with the DUP. Well, are you a seller of sterling?
Well, it's actually not so steady because we just had Institute of Directors survey showing that business confidence is plunging.
Yep.
And so that's taken like a half a cent off sterling this morning. But I think the main battle there really is between sterling and the euro, and really seeing how that goes, because obviously you've got the choice between, you know, we don't actually know what's going to happen. We don't know who's going to be prime minister in a week, basically, here, or Europe. What would you choose?
Well, they were calling Corbyn if he got into power with cable going down to 120. Given that we've got this hung parliament, do you see, are you a seller for choice down to 120?
I think it's easy to be a seller into strength now, so that's the trade. How far down? I mean, Corbyn seems to have got his act together. I don't think the horror that the market had of Corbyn is now as great as it was before.
Understood. Let's move on to the next slide. Most popular, markets look ahead at Fed, Bank of England and Bank of Japan meetings this week. Anything going to change?
No, I don't think so. I think the main thing is there is the Fed's possibly raising rates again. But I don't quite see that now. I think they probably have a pause.
Understood. Let's move on to France. Macron's the man today as his new En Marche party wins a resounding majority in yesterday's first round of parlementary elections, despite the lowest ever voter turnout since the Fifth Republic was formed in 1958. Are we still buying Europe?
I think it looks like we are. I mean, I don't actually know what the man stands for at all, but he's just managed. He's so smooth, and you know, people seem to, you know.
Is he smooth?
Well, smooth enough. And so he's charismatic, let's say, and so he's just managing to get whatever he wants. But how long that's going to last, I don't know.
Understood. Let's move on to FX sentiment, powered by Oanda. What are the key highlights here?
Highlights here, probably. I mean, there's hardly any changes really over the weekend. You can see there's just a minus 2% there change on silver, but very long on gold and silver anyway. You know that the retail traders are very short of sterling and extremely short of sterling on euro sterling. It's 88p. It's risen 2p since the hung parliament started, and they're still short.
Right.
I'm not quite sure what strategy they're going for there, but presumably they think at some point sterling will rebound.
Worth noting, Jeremy Duplessis on his LinkedIn has highlighted a point-and-figure buy signal on gold. He's probably the leading technician in the country on point-and-figure charts. Jeremy Duplessis, you might want to take a look at that. He's got a buy signal on gold. Right, let's move on to broker forecasts, broker recommendations. You've picked Ashted, TalkTalk and Vodafone. A couple of lines on each of those, please.
Ashted was the Trumpflation trade. They have their basic infrastructure play on the US, and hopefully Trump will deliver. When he'll deliver, nobody knows. But still the shares edging up there, or at least the recommendations edging up with HSBC. TalkTalk, everyone's least favourite supplier there. Horrible target cut there from Berenberg down to 140, so problems there. And then Vodafone, everyone's favourite bid story, which never quite happened. Shares currently £2.23. They've got problems there with their revenues and things like that. So, I mean, something's going to happen there, but I think at the moment...
We've been saying that for a long time,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. Deutsche Bank's £3 target there looks rather optimistic.
Understood. Let's do some live charting. Now let's kick off with the FTSE 100 if we can. What are the key levels here?
Basically, it's still in the bull mode. We've got previous resistance around 7,400 now becoming new support, which really happened in the wake of the election result. Still in an uptrend, rising trend channel there, heading probably towards the 77, 7,800 level. So, in a way, if a hung parliament can't hit this market,
Nothing else can. Okay, let's have a look at cable.
Again, I suppose the surprise here, really, given the political shock, the market shock has not been that great. What I would say is that cable did actually fail at a resistance line, which you'll see when the chart comes through. So the trend line resistance there, which is about 2 years old now, coming in at 130, and that's really the line in the sand. We were never able to really sustain 130. So the downtrend's still in place. And the other level to watch is the 200-day moving average, 125.72. We break that, then you might get the nightmare scenarios of 120 or 115.
Understood. Let's have a look at NASDAQ. Obviously, a sell-off thanks to Mr. Goldman Sachs on Friday.
Yep. Here we've got it's a bit of a punch, but nothing that it's nothing. I mean, in a way, we were overdue a pullback. We haven't really had a proper one since June last year. There was one again in October, November, but this is really, it looks just like a blip at the moment rather than anything serious. Bearish divergence there with the RSI. We're miles away from the 200-day moving average as well, so we are overstretched. But I think the worst-case scenario here at the moment looks like a retest of 6,000. Rather than anything.
Okay, so 2 points. If you're a non-technical person, a bearish engulfing session in Japanese candlestick terms on Friday, where it's engulfed the price action of the last number of days, okay? The textbooks would say that that is basically a very bearish activity. And what's obvious there is there's a gap. Gaps always get filled, as we know, below that 6,000 area. So two reasons to be perhaps a tad cautious. That pattern there is negated, basically, with a close back of... a close above Thursday's high. Right, let's have a look at the euro.
Right, so we're just in a consolidation here. What's it, 111.50, 112.50, so nothing much to talk about. But still, the trend, the improving trend from the start of the year continues.
Parity seems a million
miles away.
Exactly. Dollar yen.
But this has been a strange one. Basically, it looks like we're going to find support at or just below the 200-day moving average. That's 110.60. We've bounced off there in April, so that looks like the favoured scenario. And one above 108, back up towards 114.
And finally, let's wrap up with gold, the Jeremy Duplessis buy signal. Are you going to agree with Jeremy's analysis?
I think it's a bit disappointing that we didn't get above 1,300 on this particular attempt. Probably support coming in towards the 1250, 1240 area, which is just above the 200-day moving average. Overall, I would agree that we're in an improving pattern, but it's just a bit concerning that we didn't get through 1300 on the last
big cyclical round number. Okay, let's have a quick look at movers and shakers this morning.
Right, here we have the FTSE 100 currently down 24 points. Royal Dutch Shell leading the way, small move there, but 1.5%. Johnson Matthey and Vodafone up, presumably on the back of that Deutsche Bank call. On the downside, Micro Focus, which is involved in a bit of M&A at the moment, I think buying something from Hewlett Packard. And miners also looking a little bit weak in the form of Fresnillo.
Okay. Final thoughts, Zach.
Just calm after the storm. I think it's more about politics than economics, even though we had that very bad Institute of Directors survey.
Zach, thank you very much indeed. That wraps up the segment.